So, how many of you know that if you don't know the language, you can't speak it? Our computer doesn't know the font that I used for the Hebrew language. So I've deleted a whole bunch of slides. Doesn't mean my sermon's going to be short. It just means that we'll only have four slides because the computer made them all little square boxes. I looked at that and I said, that's not even Hebrew or Greek to me. So I'm going to skip over the first part of what I thought was going to be my message for the night. And what I want to do is I want to talk to you a little bit about what 5774, the year of Ayin Dalet, is about. Things that we can expect prophetically from the word of the Lord based on the season that we're in. We just completed the year 5773, or the year of Ayin Gimel. It was known as the year of the camel. I don't know if you noticed it, but camels made the news all around the world, and they even made the commercials on our local TV program for most of the year. It's hump day. As soon as that came on the first time in the middle of the year, Ayin Gimel, I said, God, what are you saying? The camels are coming, is what he was saying, and he gave us a constant reminder of it, no matter how much we didn't like that commercial. 5773 was the year of escaping from bondage. Isn't it interesting where our worship took us tonight? And entering and crossing over and entering into the promise. If you remember in the Hebraic years, because God so loves us, he allows us to overlap. So we are in 5774, but until next Passover, we will continue to be able to escape from the bondage of the past in the victories of 5773. The year of Ayin Gimel was a year to bridge our past and our future so the things that the Lord was preparing us for wouldn't be disconnected with the things that he wanted to send us into, so that we could move from recovery to wholeness. How many of you know it's not just about me getting healed that God's interested in? He wants us to be so whole that we can be holy for him. This was a time to keep your feet moving and to go beyond where you'd been in the past until you could eat and drink the produce of your promise. We are now 2 weeks and 3 days into 5774, the year of Ayin Dalet. Lashana Tova, tell your neighbor, may you be inscribed in the book of life for a good year. May you be inscribed in the book of life for a good year. That's what Lashana Tova is. That is the greeting that we're asking, Lord, in your book in heaven, inscribe us for a good year. This is the Ayin. That one right there. The Hebrew letter Ayin. It's the 16th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it represents the number 70. So we are in the decade of Ayin. So this whole 10-year period is all about the things that Ayin represents. In ancient Hebrew, Ayin was drawn as a human eye, and today one of the meanings of the word and one of the Hebrew words is Ayin, and it literally means eye or eyes. So we are in the season or decade of Ayin, the 5770s. I was in college in the 1970s, and this wouldn't have even made it on my radar. As we've talked about in these past 3 years, some of the Ayin words in the Bible are I, well, or spring. So this whole decade is a season to see, to look again, to see beyond. It's also a time to see things spring up for our benefit, or things that are springing up that we need to avoid. God wants to increase your ability to see. This is a season to look again and understand what Holy Spirit is saying so that you can go beyond in ways that you have not seen before. It's a season to allow your spiritual vision to expand. And so we've been doing exercises when we travel of helping people to see, to look again, and to see what the Holy Spirit might be saying through something that looks very ordinary. It's a time to go back and review old dreams and old prophetic words that you've received and see what Holy Spirit is saying. He hasn't forgotten what he spoke. And you've heard our testimony how 24 and a half years after he spoke something for us, the word manifested and spared our daughter's life. Oh, and by the way, they're home from their honeymoon. And oh, by the way, they went to Banff in Alberta. That's what that mountain you saw and the glaciers you saw. And then they went and flew his plane to the Florida Keys. So they had a honeymoon from a hot, and he told her to pack for cold and pack for heat. And she did, and they did. But that word he spoke 24 and a half years in our time, about 36 minutes for him, he remembered in the midst of when we had need of it. So go and review your old words. Ayin is also a supernatural season. Other Ayin words in the Bible are angels or watchers. So we see more and more angelic activity. We can expect an increase. We can expect an increase of both good and evil. How many of you have seen evil springing up around the world? Greater is he who is in you than the evil that's trying to come against you around the world. We've experienced an increased level of both angelic and demonic activity in the past 3 years. At the head of the year in 5770, Chuck Pierce prophesied that the Ayin years will be the most intense season of war that we have ever seen. And we've seen that around the earth, and we've seen the spiritual warfare attacking the body of Christ. So we're in the decade of watching and looking again, as well as a season of wells and springs and a season to see supernatural activity. So now let's go to the next slide and learn a little bit about the Dalet. We are in the year of Ayin Dalet. So go to the next slide and the next slide. No, that's backwards, that one. Okay, and you guys are done for a little while now because there's only 4 slides. Remember that you read Hebrew from right to left. So this is the year of Ayin Dalet, left to right. Right to left. Dalet, or some people say Daleth. It's written both way in Hebrew texts. So one is D-A-L-E-T, one is D-A-L-E-T-H. Is the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it's associated with the number of 4. Now, 4s are very interesting, especially to me. I was born on 8-4-52, all 4-based numbers. When I was actively involved in soccer, my number was 4. 4s are a very interesting number for me in particular, and they're a very interesting number in Scripture. 4, 14, 24, 34, 40, and so forth, and this year of 74 are all very interesting years, numbers. 3 in Scripture signifies divine perfection, especially with the reference to Father as one, Aleph, in sovereignty. The Son, second, or Beit, person of the incarnation and salvation, delivering us from every enemy. And the Holy Spirit, Gimel, the third person. So we've just gone through 5771, Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beit, and Ayin Gimel. Realizing in us, Holy Spirit realizes in us and to us the divine things of the Godhead. Jesus gave Holy Spirit to us as the promise that we can do everything that he did and more. That was his words. So 4, or Dalet, is made up of 3 + 1. Gimel and Aleph. And therefore, 4 marks that which follows revelation of God as Father. We all understand that basic theology. Follows God as Son and follows God as Holy Spirit. We call it the Trinity, but the triune God. Namely, 4, whatever follows the Godhead, 4 is creation. And so when you study ancient Hebrew scholars, 4 is the number of creation. 4 has reference to all that was created and can be considered, therefore, the number of creation. Everything was created in 4 days. Proverbs says to go first and build the house and then fill it. And in days 5 and 6, the Lord filled creation with the birds and everything else. The fourth day, material creation was completed. It's the number of material completeness. 4 is the world number, and especially the city number. There are 4 great elements: earth, air, fire, and water. There are 4 regions of the earth: north, south, east, and west. There are 4 divisions of the day: morning, noon, evening, and midnight. There are 4 seasons of the year: spring, summer, winter, and fall. There are 4 great variations of the lunar phases: the first quarter, the new, the first quarter, the full, and the third quarter moons, and everything that comes in between. But there's 4 great variations. Now, there's all kinds of good things with every number, and as we'll see in a few minutes, there's also some things that we need to be aware of. But 4 is also a number of division. So we have to watch for things that are going to be divided this year. 4 is the first number that can be divided by a number other than itself. 2 divides 4. Every other number before it can only be divided by itself, and 1. So there will be a greater manifestation of division this year. So watch what's happening. As the Lord increases the manifestation of his presence, apart from a great awakening that sweeps everybody in, there will be a wider chasm or chasm between those who love the Lord and those who don't. 4 is a first number that is not a prime number. 4 is also a square number, 2 times 2, which means it's the first number with area. It has boundaries. So this is a year in which we must watch our boundaries, because the Lord wants to expand your boundaries and the boundaries of his bride this year. 4 being a number of multiplication, 2 times 2, tells us that we should expect fruitfulness and multiplication this year. So this year, as you're walking about, start to decree to your boundaries that they will expand to the place that the Lord has called them to expand to. So those of you who are looking for jobs, this is your year. With this understanding, especially that of division, which implies that we have to choose to pursue God's way and God's thing, let's look about a little bit more about Dalet and Ayin Dalet. Dalet, the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, represents physicality, physical things or creation. Dalet is spelled, and this is what doesn't come out on the slides, Tav Lamed Dalet. That's how you spell in Hebrew letters the word Dalet. It's the Hebrew word that means door or gate or portal or entrance. That's what this year is all about. In this year, 5774, God is setting some open doors before you. I saw one in worship tonight that he was opening before us. But see, you have to choose to get off your path and take his path. That's what repentance is all about. That's what we talked about last week. That's what this whole season we just came through with Yom Kippur and the 10 days of awe was all about. Dalet is a picture of a door. How many of you have ever tent camped? You didn't have a door with hinges on it, did you? You had a flap of canvas or plastic or nylon that folded over. Well, that's literally what that Dalet looks like. If you remember the Dalet that's up there, it looks like a... Terry, can you put the first slide back up? Or the third slide's good enough. It looks like a tent door that's been laid open. To the Hebrews, Dalet was a picture of an open door to enter a tent or a pathway into the tent. So it's sort of like that cloth is folded over. Dalet is also a picture of a man bent over with a heavy load. It's a picture of selflessness, humility, lowliness, and sacrifice. Dalit words include the word dakha, which means to bruise, to beat into pieces, to crush, or to humble. This word dakha gives us a picture of Jesus as the suffering servant. Listen to Isaiah 53. I'm going to read, you can look at verses 3 through 10 for your notes, but I'm going to read verses 4 and 5. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastising of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. When you look at the Hebrew passage for this scripture, you will find Dalit words in there for bruising and for piercing. Another Dalit word that is also an ayin word is the Hebrew word ebed. It means servant. So he is our dakha ebed. He is our broken servant. Dalit could indeed be a picture of Jesus carrying the heavy burden of the sin of our broken world. These are the chains that he broke for us. Jesus did not suffer to be our example on how to suffer. He suffered to be our Redeemer. Get over the religious spirit mindset that we got to suffer like Jesus suffered. He did not call any of us to suffer like that. He suffered so we could be redeemed. If we are persecuted, we are persecuted, and like the apostles of old, we should rejoice. Jesus took our sin to give us his righteousness. He took our sickness that we may be healed. He took our poverty that we might have his riches. He took our sorrows that we can know his joy. When you see the Dalit, think of Jesus bearing the curse for you this year. See, this is a great year to read the Gospels again, because that's all about the Messiah. It's all about Jesus and what he did for us. As you read them, ask Jesus to show you anew him in every passage so that you can come into a deeper relationship with him. Another Dalit word that we see is first used in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. It is the Hebrew word daga. It means fish. The Encyclopedia Judaica says that the original pictogram for the Dalit was not the symbol of the door. It was a symbol of the fish. The earliest inscriptions that have been found of words that are spelled with Dalit have a pictogram of a fish. Today, many Christians call that fish the ichthus, which was the symbol of early Christianity in the Greek. The Greek word for fish is ichthus. It looks like this. And if you've ever seen my signature, my T is always crossed with the ichthus, which I jokingly say is the alpha for my first name. The ichthus is spelled iota, psi, theta, upsilon, sigma, which means Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. Do you see why the first church used that Greek word? Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. That's the declaration that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. To the early Christians, the symbol of the fish was a declaration of faith. You could be walking along the path and you could meet somebody that you didn't know before, and you may be threatened by them and you didn't know what to do because you know that you could be put to death in the early church for believing in Jesus. And they would draw in the dirt with their stick a curved line. And depending what the other person did with the stick, they would know whether or not to share with them. But they've got that curved line, and if the other person did this and completed the ichthus, then they knew that they had met another believer, and they would share faith with them. You know, we may get to that point in our society that we need to be wise when we meet people. The Dalit is the year, the Dalit year is the year of the ichthus, a year that we declare our faith in Christ Jesus. You should expect to be more involved with evangelism in this year 5774. You should expect to see a greater measure of evangelism throughout the world. This is a year in which new boldness is coming upon the church. There was even an outreach down in the middle of the city today. I don't know how it went. They had a worship service at the Liberty Pole. I don't know if the news covered it or not. I haven't been able to see. See, God is going to release a new anointing for the lost to come into the kingdom this year. Many of us have been praying for it, but this is the year to begin to see that. Your testimony is especially important this year. We'll get into this a little more at the end, but another Ion Dalit word spelled, could you go to the next slide, please? How did you get that one back up there? That's the one with all the boxes. This word, eduth, or iduth, means testimony or witness. It is literally a 5774 word, Ion Dalit, is how it begins. When the pictogram for Dalit was changed to the door, the Dalit was also a symbol for Jesus. John chapter 10, verse 9 says, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. So this Dalit year, Ion Dalit, is a year for a special focus on Jesus. Many Dalit words for this year are also descriptions of Jesus and his work. The Hebrew word Dalit or Daleth literally means a two-leaved door or a gate. Jesus is the door. The Hebrew word derek means a road or figuratively a course of life or a way. Jesus is the way. The Hebrew word dabar means word. Jesus is the word. The Hebrew word tzedek means morally right or righteous, that which is just or justice. Jesus is the righteous judge. The Hebrew word migdal eder means tower of a flock. He is our strong tower. The Hebrew word tamid, meaning a regular daily sacrifice. Jesus is God's perfect sacrifice. The Hebrew word kodesh, meaning a sacred place or thing or a sanctuary. He is our sanctuary. The Hebrew word dam means blood. By the blood of Jesus, we enter the sanctuary. That is the only way we can come before him. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 tells us that the blood of Jesus purchased all things for us pertaining to life and godliness. The Lamb of God is the key to experiencing God's power and his blessings. Derek Price said, everything you will ever need in time or eternity, whether it be spiritual, physical, financial, material, emotional, or relational, has been provided in one sacrifice. In this Dalit year, God wants you to experience the power of the blood. God wants you to receive every blessing Jesus purchased for you with his blood. The Dalit word derek, that means road or path, was first used in Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. You remember the passage where the cherubim was guarding the way to the tree of life, and he had the flaming sword? God still has a path that leads to the fullness of life. This year of Ayin Dalet is a year to see your path and to ask God to show you the path that he has for your life. Other Dalet words include Deborah. We say Deborah. It means bee. It's interesting. We had to have a whole nest of yellow jackets exterminated from our house yesterday. They just infested it in the year of the bee. Another word is Dabash. It means honey and honeycomb. Another Dalit word is Donag, which means wax. 5774 is the year of honey. Honey in Scripture is a symbol of abundant provision. What was the promised land referred to? The land of milk and honey. It was the most extensive description of the promised land that we have. It's used more times than anything else. Flowing with milk and honey, meaning that it's full and abundant. That's what this year is meant to be for those who are pursuing the presence of the Lord. Honey is also used as a medicine. It restores strength and health. In the Bible, remember when Jonathan, Saul's son, went out and he dipped his spear in a little honey and ate it and it revived him? Honey has healing properties that science has confirmed. But this is a year of honey. It's a year to renew your strength and receive healing. So we're decreeing that. Honey is used to describe the sweetness of God's word. In Psalm 119, verse 103, the psalmist says, "How sweet are your words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth." This is a year to taste the sweetness of his word. This is a year to taste and see that the Lord is good. 5774 is also the year of the bee. Since the Hebrew word for bee is Deborah, it means this is the year of Deborah. That means that we should look for women rising up to the place that the Lord created them to walk in equally in ministry. We should see more and more release. Deborah was a wife, and Deborah was a mother in Israel. She could be real sweet, but she knew how to sting. Deborah went into battle, and she drove back the enemy. Deborah opened the door for the deliverance of her entire nation. God wants you to stand this year against the enemy and see territory set free. Last night we began to see some of that as we gathered across the region for worship. This year of Deborah is a crucial year for women in ministry. There are some of you, you know that you've got the call of God on your life. You know you have the gifts of God, and maybe you've been held back because in the past you've been in a church that said women should not do that. I've been chastised because I said I don't find that in my Bible. Deborah was a ruler of Israel. She was a judge. She was a military commander. She led armies into war. She was a prophet, and she was a songwriter. Maybe she was the one Solomon was writing about in Proverbs 31. There were many women he was writing about. Some churches say women should not do these things. Fortunately, Deborah never went to those churches. And neither do you. Another Dalit word is Delila. We say Delilah. It means languishing. Nice name. Wonder what her parents were thinking. When Samson gave in to Delilah's temptation, she opened the door for his destruction. So this year, this is the Dalit word. We need to be alert for the temptation that is waning at the door that is open for us. Just because the door is open doesn't mean you just run straight in. If you don't go in God's time with his Spirit and the mantle Jesus has for you, you will find that sin is waiting at the door. Another Dalit word is Daniel. We say Daniel. It means judge of God. 5774 is the year of Daniel. Daniel stood fearlessly with God, and a door of revelation opened. That's the door I saw open during worship tonight, a portal of revelation. Daniel learned of the mysteries of God. So this year, God wants to reveal his secrets to you. This is a year in which he wants to open portals of revelation for you to know more the secret things of him. Remember, we're in an iron season, a season of warfare. So it's good to see the nations that are represented by the words in Scripture for this year. Last year, we saw that the word for Russia was prevalent in Ayin Gimel, Gog, which many people associate with Russia, was a Gimel word. And so the Lord was saying, watch Russia. Okay, so what do you watch Russia for? Well, I guess God really wanted to highlight Russia because if you remember the news report, a meteor sped across the sky 60 times faster than the speed of sound, erupted with more power than the atomic bombs, like 30 times more than Nagasaki and Hiroshima. No one was killed, but it destroyed at least 1,500 buildings. And I cannot pronounce the name of the Russian town, begins with a C, that it exploded over. They've got it on videos. You can go out and look for it on the YouTube. And then in that town, God did something strange last year. He unearthed a diamond mine that has diamonds twice as hard as any other diamonds found on Earth. They were found in a crater made by a meteor a long time ago. And there is more diamonds in that well than any other mine that's been found on Earth. And they say, the diamond experts say, that it will disrupt the diamond trade for 300 years. God said, watch Russia last year. So what's he saying this year? Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. We need to be watchful and pray for Israel. In Daniel chapter 2, God showed Daniel a vision of a statue representing the Gentile world powers down through history. The head of gold is Babylon, what we currently know as Iraq. The arms of silver were Persia. The thighs of bronze are Greece. The legs of iron are generally thought to be Rome. The word that's used for arms of silver is derah. It's a Dalit word. It happens to be a Dalit iron word that means Persia. God is saying, watch Iran this year. Persia is Iran. Another Dalit word is Damascus. Last year, we were told to watch Syria. Damascus is the capital. Now, the intention of the whole world has been drawn to Syria. In 5774, continue to watch Syria and expect there to be big changes in Damascus. Watch Damascus this year. And as you do, pray for the Christians that are there. Pray for the Arabs to come to Christ. And pray for the peace and the prosperity of Jerusalem. Since we are in an iron season, we need to continue to watch the Arabs. If you remember, 4 years ago, we said to watch Arab, which we say is Arab. It's an iron word. God loves the Arabs, and he wants to bless them greatly, but he cannot bless them while they are trying to destroy Israel. So pray that they would come to salvation. God is waiting for the sons of Abraham, the sons of Isaac and the sons of Ishmael, to come together as one new man and worship him. There are scriptures yet to be filled, prophecies that Assyria and Egypt will join with Israel in worshiping the Lord. The Arab world will continue to be in turmoil, so pray that the Arabs get saved. And like I said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. If you're an intercessor, understanding the prophetic season will show you how to pray. See, God gives a promise to those who pray for Israel and love Israel. He says that they will prosper. If we're not praying for Israel, then we are not at the level of prosperity that Father wants us to be at. As you pray for Israel, pray that they will come to know Yeshua. Pray that they would look on him, see that he is the way, a word for this year, and that they will enter through the door this year and be restored. This brings to mind a couple of Ayin Dalet words. Words that represent 5774 because they are spelled with the Ayin and the Dalet. The first is Dabak. It means to catch by pursuit, to cleave or adhere to cleave. This is a year to pursue the Lord and to cleave to him. Ruth is one of my heroes because she shows us the example of our relationship with Jesus and her relationship with Naomi. The scripture said that Ruth clung to Naomi and would not deny her and go back to the pleasures of the world. Another Dalet word is dalaf. It means to drip or by implication to weep. In times of sorrow this year, do not allow grief to overwhelm you. There is a holy, righteous grief, but there is an unrighteous spirit of grief that will try to take you off the path of the Lord. As I mentioned earlier, the Hebrew word idoth or iduth means testimony or witness. It comes from the Hebrew word id, which is spelled Ayin Daleth, which means witness or testimony. See, your testimony becomes very important this year. Revelation tells us that you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Most of us Christians, and I don't know if you can see me, we're like the gunfighter, but our hands are in our pockets. Our testimonies aren't on our heart, and they aren't ready on our lips. They're in apathy and indifference. And we wonder why we don't overcome the enemy. Your testimony and your witness will be extremely important this year. And as you're faithful to stand for the King of Kings, remember this. Another Ayin Dalet word is Ud. It means to restore as a sort of replication, as a result of witness. See, as you stand firm in your testimony and witness for Christ, he will bring the restoration of all things to and through you for his glory. In this Ayin year, God wants to refresh you and give you new strength. Remember, we said that Ayin is a well or a spring of water. In John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38, Jesus said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." As a matter of fact, he said that during the Feast of Tabernacles, right now, on the last and greatest day of the feast next week. "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." This is a year to let God's living water spring up in you. Not just be a pool that's there, but let it spring up. In this year of the door, and that's a picture. That's a picture of a double leaf door. Many doors will open in this year. Be aware of your doors. You don't want to go through every door that you see. Remember what God said to Cain? Sin is at the door. Discern what is at the door. War is at the door. We're in a warfare season. But God does have doors that he has called you to go through. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." This is not a salvation scripture. He's calling us to an intimate place with him. See, his presence is at the door. He's at the door he has for you this year. We have to discern where his presence is. Your future is at the door. In this year of 5774, God has set before you a door. Let God lead you to your destiny this year. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9, Paul tells us that for a wide door of effective service is open to me, and there are many adversaries. We have a very crucial path in front of us this year. We have to walk circumspectly and with wisdom as we move forward through the doors that the Lord is opening to us. Are you ready to go through the doors that the Lord's opening to you and to the body of Christ? Let's stand. If you haven't given Lynn your email address, you will not get my notes with all of the Hebrew in it. If you have given Lynn your email address, Lynn, raise your hand, you will get what I just used as my text with all of the Hebrew in it. So you'll get what wasn't on the PowerPoint. Lord, we're ready to rise up and walk with you. Lord, we're ready to go on this path that you set before us. Lord, we say that you have already set the doors before us and that you have placed us one step ahead of our enemies so that we will be in your timing, not his. Lord, by revelation, the gates of hell will not prevail against us. Give my brothers and sisters revelation from your throne this year. Lord, I ask that you would give them an increase of your Issachar anointing, that they would not only know the times, but they would know what to do and when you would have them to go through the door. Lord, give us revelation from your throne that will prevail over every adversary. Lord, as my brothers and sisters pursue you as the way and enter in through you the door, Lord, I ask that you would give them a revelation of the well of your provision that is springing up for them, whether it be physical, emotional, spiritual, financial. Lord Jesus, you are Jehovah Yireh, our provider. And we say, Lord, let there be revelation of who you are every time we come into your presence. Amen and amen. So that's a little bit about this year. We'll go through it as we go through it. There are refreshments next door. Stay in fellowship. If you haven't given Lynn your email, give Lynn your email so you can get the notes from today's message. Amen? Amen. I love you all. Have a blessed week.